But what if he had been a kind of person, or anybody that you know is a kind of person that you can't joke and play around with them without without them losing their temper? You'd say they're mighty what?
Quit. No, no. Okay. No, that's not right.
Touchy? Or fretful, short patient?
Yeah. My daddy, mighty impatient.
My daddy used to say mighty feisty. I don't know where he got that word.
Well, that's a fitting word. It expresses it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people always come up with that one.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's about to lose their temper, and you say, you tell him just
hold your horses.
If you'd been working very hard, and you'd come in at night and you say, I'm very
tired,
or you might say, I'm just completely
exhausted.
Oh.
That's me today. I'm worried.
If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly that she has some kind of disease, you'd say last night she
died.
If she's sick today and say it started last Sunday or so, you'd say last Sunday she
was well.
Okay. But then on Monday she
sick.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say last night he
took cold.
And if it
affects, I'm going to shut this door. I ain't cold. It's on my back. I'm not cold, but I'm dead.
And if that cold affected his voice and he could hardly talk, he'd be what?
Hoarse.
And if he had
to cough.
I'd better go to bed because I'm feeling a little
sniffles.
Okay. Or if you're tired, you can you might, okay. If the medicine is still in the patient's by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
If a person can't hear very well.
Yeah, that's me.
But if he had begun to, if he was working and perspiration broke out on his face, you might say he was
sweating. Or he's firing, I say, but sweating is that's the word you wanted, wasn't it?
Sometimes something that comes on the on your face, on the back of your neck, or someplace, and it's very sore, and it has to be opened. What could you
boil?
Call?
Abscess.
Okay. And when the boil is open, the stuff that drains out is called what?
Corruption.
And if it's increased in size, you would say it's sometimes if feet and legs get bigger than they normally are, you'd say that.
Swell.
And in the summertime, if you stay out in the sun too long and you blister, what's the liquid called that drains from the blister?
Water.